Jim Horman in the house. He's a big deal. West Michigan Sports Commission electing you as new board chair, certainly doing good things in the neighborhood, architecting as well. So I want to pick your brain a little bit, giving you a congratulations, Jim, but also spending some time talking about the commission and other partnerships. So good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Thank you, Shelley.
Good that you are here, and good that you certainly can represent this WM Sports Commission as new board chair, right?
That's correct.
We don't take these board chairmanships lightly, do we?
No, there's a lot of opportunity and responsibility falling on any board for our community assets like the Sports Commission. So, yeah, that's an important spot.
Who's Jim Horman?
Well, I'm built my career around community, both in architecture at Progressive AE, but also for the Sports Commission and some of our not-for-profits world. So I'd say it's connecting business to community, and that's where the Sports Commission ties in so well with being an economic generator for West Michigan. So tying amateur sports and sporting events to our local resources.
Yes. Tell me about your architecting. Do you have a niche?
Well, yeah, the community market and civic is my niche. So when we design the Grand Rapids Art Museum, DeVos Place Convention, Downtown Market, anything that we look at as a major asset to support the way we live, mm-hmm. that's a very big deal. And I think this is sort of all tied and connected.
Well, you the third chair to serve since the commission was created back in 2007. So let's first of all do some West Michigan Sports Commission 101. What is this entity?
The entity formed in 2007 is specifically designed to bring in sports tourism through amateur sports into West Michigan. And what that does is, and some stats are phenomenal. So a lot of great people who helped form this before me, certainly Peter Secchia and Dan DeVos and Bill Ryan have helped Mike Gusweiler, who's the director, pull in over a 10 to 11 year period, stats now, 719 sporting events. It goes winter and summer. So everything from the State Games of Michigan that's sponsored by Meyer for winter sports as well as summer sports. Winter sports is coming up in February. But we've really attracted more than 1.2 million amateur athletes and visitors to West Michigan. And what comes along with that over a 10 or 11 year period is $300 million worth of direct spending. And that it's not only about the dollars, but it's about the athletic infrastructure that the Sports Commission is really leading the discussion for. So we can leverage the assets that we have. We can bring in the visitors and the athletes. That results in putting heads in beds, patroning our local restaurants and businesses. So anytime you see something in the hundreds of millions, it's something to take and pay attention to.
Well, you know I'll be asking about your vision and your dreams when it comes to your boardmanship chair, but just looking at, again, the past track record's been so strong, again, from the Transplant Games of America mm-hmm. To certainly the Art Van Sports Complex. You want to touch base here?
Yeah, so Art Van Sports Complex is a unique baseball, softball facility that also has a miracle field, so it's really making sports available for everyone. And the Miracle Field is exceptionally, it's a positive way to bring in people who may not be able to participate in regular sports and make it accessible to them. So we're excited about that. It was when we designed the YMCA, the Mary Freebed YMCA, another really good example of a project that is really about athletics and exercise and health and wellness for everyone. Love the facility. Anytime you have a two-story facility with zero steps in it, zero thresholds, we've taken away barriers.
Really? It's true, isn't it? Yeah. I'm a member, and I love the ramp just going
down.
Do you
even think about it anymore when you're walking up?
I don't.
I don't either, but we go down the ramp with everybody. It doesn't matter if you're in a chair, if you're walking, or if you're on crutches. Everybody gets there by the same path.
Oh, thanks for that reminder. You also, again, continuing to look at the recent Fifth Third ballpark reconstruction.
Yeah, anything that's around athletics is part of my connection. So when the ball field half burnt down a few years ago, we had 4 months to design and reconstruct it with our partners at Wolverine Building Group. So just a phenomenal transformation to do that by first pitch in April.
You've also been involved with designing the new convention centers in Muskegon?
Yeah, so when we did DeVos Place, we followed up DeVos Place Convention with another convention center over in Port Huron. Now we're designing a $15 million convention center in Muskegon between L.C. Walker and the Holiday Inn that John Rooks owns, and then also one down in Jackson for the county down there right on the fairgrounds facility.
So again, bringing you in with these partners will certainly strengthens the commission. So what is on your list for your for under your leadership?
Well, we're really leveraging what other groups in Grand Rapids are doing. So if we're talking about restoring the rapids, part of the overall study that was done for Grand Rapids talked about multi-sports fields, so rectangular fields. So we are hosting conversations that said, how if we did this for baseball and softball north of town, what could we do around rectangular fields for new events that could come into West Michigan, again, bringing athletes and visitors and their families. And it's not just about their dollars. These fields then are in play for the community to use. So if we're, you know, if we're wanting to have weekday leagues, you know, again, it's accessible for us and it's an economic generator for the community. So that, and that's going to work out really well.
Other ideas that other, I don't want to say secrets, but other things in the works, building-wise?
No, great question. The commission is really hosting these conversations and is a go-to resource for anyone talking about athletics. We're looking at sports infrastructure. So we've leveraged, I'd say this year we'll probably bring in the dollar amount of $1.4 million that is spent in the community where we leverage the county facilities, so Millennium Park. And so when we look at hosting the conversations around athletic infrastructure, we aren't having to build it all. We're leveraging what we have. And then if we can expand on the infrastructure and then create new fields where it's appropriate, we're visioning on that monthly, actually.
And then again, besides the hard structures, bringing in the sporting events like the ping pong championships and certainly the state games are awesome. That will continue and I'm sure even grow.
It will. Even in 2012, the Transplant Games of America, sort of again, Bill Ryan Marketing Group did that, brought them here in 12. They occur every other year, so they're in other cities. So Grand Rapids is hosting the same way that Houston and Cleveland and Salt Lake City. So really great events that is an Olympics for our people with who have transplants, whether it's organ or limb and other. And it really is, again, sports is a way that we unify families and bring people for athletic competition that benefits them personally and emotionally.
What would you like from the community regarding your new role and making West Michigan Sports Commission bigger and better?
We are connecting the dots. Business has a large place in this organization, a role to play, as well as the Kent County Commissioners. So we have Dick Vandermolen and Emily and Diane, and they've done a great job of advocating for the Sports Commission. Anytime you bring in that much money to the community, I think the county has a great role in supporting and continuing so that we're leveraging what we invest in bringing back more.
Congratulations again to you. I think your formal role doesn't start till January 2019, so you're not even on you're off the record still.
just ramping up as fast as we can.
Well, that's why you are board chair. Jim Harmon, again, congratulations, and how do we find out more information?
So visit the website for West Michigan Sports Commission. There's a lot of great detail there. We had a 10-year anniversary, so there are statistics there, as well as a way to get involved and reach out to our events coordinators. So Mike Gusweiler is doing a great job. Natalie supports everything that we do. But I would say really Katie and Jamie are around events and national sales. So the more connections we can have to bring events into West Michigan, the better it's going to be for everybody.
Awesome. Thanks for you and yours. Jim Harmon, board chair for the West Michigan Sports Commission. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.